All right, here we go. You know what time it is. It is time for the Celebrity Snitch Huggy Lowdown.
What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Oh, yeah.
Skip Cheatham.
What's up?
Gary Owens.
What's up?
Candy Barrett.
Good morning.
A.K.A. the Candy Factory.
Yes.
A.K.A. the Oprah Winfrey of Atlanta Housewives.
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
Keep going. I know your ringtone is Bees Bow Down. I saw that episode. You bought a house with another damn house.
It's a
man, I'm back on land and I'm suffering from post-cruise traumatic disorder. I've been using my C-pass from everything from buying groceries to getting gas. Shout out to everyone who was on a fantastic voyage who got picked up late in their own damn car. Yep, it happens every year. The moment you make that phone call to the relative you left in charge of your shiggity, you like, I'm back, and they like, is that the day? It's Sunday already? Man, time flies when you having fun on a cruise by yourself, huh? I literally had to go over my car like I was a rental car agent. Before I left it with my cousin, not I was like, the car appears to be in good shape. No scratches, no dings. You have a full tank of gas. It's $20 a day for insurance. I need your initials here, here, one more here, and your signature here. And as soon as I get back to the Hug Shack, I hear our boy Kevin Hart got popped by the L.A. Popo because he was driving drunker than a mofo. California Highway Patrol charged with speeding and DUI. Come on, Kevin. You from the city of brotherly love. You supposed to be on your tippy toes at all times. You can't be just drinking your gin and juice box and jumping on your big wheel and driving all crazy on the highway. But I bet you learned that day. Guy, we miss you on the cruise this year, buddy.
Yeah, I know.
You know your boy Roland Martin is still holding the title for Sit Your Ass Down. Shiggity, he's probably still on the cruise on stage dancing now. Well, I'm back and I have to unpack all of these towel animals I brought back for souvenirs. She bought two damn houses at the same damn time. We'll gossip tomorrow.